House, I'm Ed Donahue. The makeup of the Senate is set. Democrats have a 51-49 advantage with Raphael Warnock's win yesterday in Georgia. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says it gives Democrats a lift.
The people of Georgia are better off. The Democratic Senate caucus is better off. And America is better off because he ran and won.
There will be divided government, with Republicans having narrowly flipped House control. At least 25 people have been arrested, accused of planning an armed coup in Germany.
Thousands of police have carried out a series of raids across much of the country against suspected far-right extremists. Justice Minister Marco Buschmann says the raids were an anti-terrorism operation, adding the suspects may have been planning an armed attack on institutions of the state. Among those arrested is a Russian citizen, along with the others suspected of supporting the organization the Reich Citizens Movement. At least some of those detained reject Germany's post-war constitution and have called for the overthrow of the government. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Peru's president is dissolving Congress and called for new legislative elections hours before a third attempt to remove him. North Carolina's Duke Energy says repairs are done on substation equipment damaged in shootings over the weekend that cut power to thousands of homes in Moore County near Raleigh, and it expects power to be fully restored by midnight. Authorities say the leader of a small polygamous group near the Arizona-Utah border had taken at least 20 wives and punished followers who didn't treat him as a prophet. The details of Samuel Bateman's life were alleged in an FBI affidavit released last week. Scientists have discovered the oldest known DNA and used it to reveal what life was like 2 million years ago in the northern tip of Greenland. Today, it's a barren Arctic desert, but back then, it was a lush landscape of trees and vegetation. This is AP News. The captioning group has released a list of the most mispronounced names. The AP's Mark Pratt includes the names by saying this.
Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa explained the significance of the Chicxulub crater to actor Donald Gleason over a drink of Negroni Spagliato in the Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia.
The captioning group has compiled a list since 2016 by surveying the words and names most often mangled on live TV by newsreaders, politicians, public figures, and others.
For years, people were pronouncing Adele's name Adele, but apparently in October, she said people have been mispronouncing it, and it's supposed to be pronounced in her own London accent, which is more like Adele.
New British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak was infamously referred to as Rashid Sunuk by President Biden, but he wasn't the only one to stumble over the name. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.